The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back, welcome back to The Reality Check with Charles Butler. We have with us Mr. Stephen Goddard, who is a climate change expert, and some would call him a climate change denier. And if you don't watch it, Stephen, you may have DOJ breathing down your neck, dude. Okay, we don't have him. Okay. Well, but yeah, Stephen is a climate change expert, and he refutes these so-called climate change people all the time. It's just amazing. But, you know, now, you know, DOJ is going after people who don't believe in climate change. So if you don't watch it, they will be after you. You know, President Obama, he was on a roll, though, at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. I'm certainly waiting for him to do his thing. But we have Stephen with us. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, I said if you keep up this climate change stuff, you'll have DOJ breathing down your neck, dude.
Yeah, that free speech thing isn't so popular.
Yeah, they'll come after you with the RICO Act like you're a mobster.
Yeah, a little bit reminiscent of the 16th century with Galileo.
Yeah, well, you know, when he said the earth was round and it rotated around the sun or something like that?
Yeah.
Just a little thing like that.
Yeah, free speech in science isn't the most popular thing these days.
So, on a serious note, though, you talk about climate change all the time, and you're very adamant about refuting these climate change folks. In fact, you had something on your website earlier, and I just can't pull it up right now. But you were talking about this climate change thing and how we had the warmest April. Is that what I think you said we had the warmest April. That's what I read yesterday.
That's entirely, they've been saying that quite a bit recently.
You said we had the coldest April. You said we had the coldest April that we've had in years.
I'm not sure that I said that.
Okay.
We've certainly had, out here in Colorado, we've had rather spectacular spell of snow and cold weather the last few days. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I said it was the coldest April.
Mm-hmm. Well, somewhere I read that someone said it was the coldest April that we've had in a long time.
It's probably possible in some locations. Kind of in the tail end of an El Nino spike globally, so global temperatures have been somewhat elevated as they typically are, but the ocean temperatures are falling pretty rapidly right now, and we're probably heading into a La Nina, which normally means cold weather later in the year. But I think even the satellite temperatures have been showing that the last few months have been pretty well above normal.
Well, what does that mean for us?
What does it mean? Well, everyone's weather is pretty much local.
Mm-hmm.
So, but fairly typically, when we get into La Nina, ocean circulation, which I think most people are predicting we are, cold temperatures tend to predominate over most of the world, but there's always going to be exceptions of places that are, some places will be warmer than normal, other places will be colder than normal, but I think generally it'll be probably colder this winter and into next year due to La Nina. But I'm not really a weather guy, so I don't want to go around making forecasts.
So what kind of guy are you?
Well, I have degrees in geology and electrical engineering, which I do professionally. But I've been interested in doing, I've been interested in climate and climate history for a long time. So I've spent quite a bit of time over the last 10 years studying, looking through old newspaper archives, finding out all kinds of statistics about what's gone on in the past with climate and weather. And I've also spent a huge amount of time looking in detail at various climate metrics from NASA, NOAA, and other government agencies about temperature, sea level rise, and a lot of other parameters related to climate. So I've published on my blog the information that I've dug up about climate history and about the way that the statistics are being handled by these government agencies.
Well, you just published something May 1st, yesterday, and you're talking about the detail on the NSICD disappearing ice report.
Yeah, this is a pretty common theme on my blog, is looking at how the data changes over time, and they made a fairly remarkable change at the National Snow and Ice Data Center, which is located here in Boulder, Colorado, where I live, last summer. And what they've been doing is they track the age of Arctic sea ice. You know, the first year that the ice forms, it's 1 year old, and if it survives the first year, next year it's 2 years old, and it goes on. And so generally the older and the ice is, the thicker and more solid it is and harder to melt. So it's an important metric to know how much 3 year old ice, how much 4 year old ice is, how much 5 year old ice is. Back in the late 70s, there was a lot of 5 year old ice, and that was the reason why they didn't get a lot of melt in the summer, because there was very thick ice, and it would have taken for some pretty spectacularly hot weather to melt it. But over, let's say over the past, between about 1988 and 2007, a lot of this ice was blowing out of the Arctic into the North Atlantic, where it was melting. And this generally occurred in the winter time. You get these strong winds pushing from the Alaska side over towards Europe, and the ice would push out in the North Atlantic and melt. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've seen this reduction in sea ice since late 1970s. It's, they've been tracking this for a long time, but suddenly I noticed that something very strange happened last summer. They changed their system of measuring it from a system that they had used since 1984 to a new system. And when they did this, all of a sudden a whole bunch of this older ice disappeared. About just in 1 week when they switched systems, they lost about half of their five-year-old ice and about 30% of their four-year-old ice and about 20% of their three-year-old ice. And this doesn't just happen. What they do is they track these ice flows every single week. And like the ones that were 5 year old, so they've been tracking them since 2011.
Right.
And every single week they plot out their position on these maps and publish them. And then suddenly, in week 39 last year, which is around the end of September, suddenly a whole bunch of this 5 year old ice just disappeared from their maps. And so I documented this, and the reason why this is important, Charles, is because they put out this press release recently talking about how five-year-old ice is at the lowest level it's ever been at in record. Well, that's not surprising since they made half of it disappear in 1 week at the end of September. And that's not a time when it's melting. At that time, the sun's already set at the North Pole, and there's already new ice forming. So it didn't actually melt. It just disappeared from their maps.
Right.
So I'm trying to get to the bottom of what was behind this. But the thing that's bad about this is that it doesn't just happen with ice. Mm-hmm. NASA's done exactly the same thing with sea level. They've doubled the amount of sea level rise that they showed a few years ago. With temperatures, NASA has doubled the amount of global warming they were showing 15 years ago, and they're just changing the data sets.
To support an agenda.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Joe.
To support an agenda.
I'm not privy to what their motivations are, but it certainly would appear, one could certainly draw that conclusion based on we see this consistent pattern of data which looks pretty mild. Data which used to look pretty mild, all of a sudden the same data set, they increase the amount of warming, or they increase the amount of sea level rise, or they decrease the amount of ice. And the pattern is always that these adjustments always tend to make things more alarming, which certainly coincide with the idea of an agenda. But that's something I can't prove because I'm not an insider.
Right.
I just look at the circumstantial evidence and document it and show how we have a very consistent pattern along those lines.
Okay. So where do we go from here? How do we turn this thing around? Because everything that we hear, we don't hear it. You know, now the DOJ is saying, and what's her name? Lois Lerner.
Loretta Lynch. Yeah.
Loretta Lynch. They're saying that I put them both in the same category. They're both liars.
Yeah, but all those LLs are big trouble.
Yeah. That we need to prosecute global change or climate change deniers under RICO Act.
Yeah, well, I think that's a fairly typical position of leftists, right? They've been doing this for centuries now. They can't win the debate, so what they try to do is silence people who disagree with them on pretty much every topic. We see this with scientists who disagree. And this actually isn't any, you know, I've got a friend of mine, Dr. Bill Gray, who just unfortunately recently passed away, was the probably top tropical meteorologist and hurricane forecaster in the world. He was from the Department of Atmospheric Sciences at Colorado State University. And the story that he used to tell me fairly regularly was how he was a real hurricane pioneer.
We got about half a minute.
And many of the modern principles of hurricane forecasting were developed by him. And he obtained money from NOAA basically every year from the 60s until 1993, when Al Gore became vice president. And Gore invited him to come to a global warming meeting, which he was having in Washington. And Bill said, well, yeah, I'd be happy to come to your meeting, but I want you to know that I'm not a big fan of your theories about global warming. And right after that, Bill's funding got cut off. He, you know, top hurricane forecaster in the world. He never got another penny out of NOAA for the rest of his life.
Wow. Amazing. So, but look, we'll come back. We'll talk about that. We'll pick up where we left off with Stephen Guy.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and effective manner. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. Go to my website, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, or dial 888-622-3511, 888-622-3511 to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take care of your health care needs for your family and you today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, we're here with Mr. Stephen Goddard. And Stephen, where can people go and get to read your blog, read your work?
The best place right now is I'm switching over completely to my new blog, which is at realclimatescience.com.
RealClimateScience.com, huh?
That's it, yeah.
I'm going to go over there and check that out. And so, look, what should we expect in the next, you know, in this election cycle? Has any of the candidates talked about climate change at all?
Yeah, I think both of the Republican candidates have been very clear on their position. Donald Trump has been talking for years about how he thinks it's a farce, and you know, he says it's got to end. He used some fairly colorful language, which I probably don't want to repeat on the air. And Ted Cruz has also been, you know, very serious about ending this scam. In fact, he had a hearing a few months ago, a Senate hearing, where he used one of my graphs showing how NOAA had altered temperature data. So I think either way, you know, whether we get Trump or Cruz as our next president, I think we're going to be in good shape towards clearing the scandal up.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Cruz. And, you know, tomorrow will be the deciding, I think, the deciding factor for Cruz. If he can't pull it off tomorrow, I think he's toast.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. But like I said, either way, you know, I'm happy because we're going to have a candidate who's we're going to have a president who's much better than what's going on now. Obama has been pretty much the principal driving force behind this scam over the past 8 years. And when we get Trump or Cruz in there, I'm expecting things to get quite a bit better.
Well, how do you
know,
justify
tonight is a very big night for climate skeptics because movie Climate Hustle is going to be shown at 400 theaters across the country. It's Mark Morano's movie, and I have a few appearances in it. And I actually provided quite a bit of the historical content that's used in the movie, too. So if you go to the website, Climate Hustle, you'll search for Climate Hustle on Google. It's a one-night event. It's just going to be at 7 o'clock tonight at 400 theaters across the country.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
I hear that it's selling out, so people should, you know, get their tickets early.
That's great.
I went to the premiere of it in Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago. Sarah Palin was there, and it was great. The movie's really well done, and I was very pleased with it. I think people enjoy watching it.
Well, it'll be a big change to Al Gore and his... I forget what his movie was called.
In Inconvenient Truth, yeah. It's the 10th anniversary of that, actually.
An Inconvenient Truth.
So going back to what I was saying about Bill Gray before, so that's how they created this whole consensus thing, Charles, was if you didn't toe the line like Bill Gray did, you know, great scientist like him, wouldn't toe the line, he's got his funding cut off. And everyone who's in atmospheric sciences understands this. If you want to get government grants, you've got to say what the people providing the money want to hear. Mm-hmm. And what they want to hear is global warming's bad, global warming's dangerous. And their motivation is very simple for it. In order to get funding out of Congress, they have to create alarm. If there's no alarm, if they issued a report saying, hey, global warming's not a problem, we don't have to worry about it, well, Congress isn't going to allocate any money to them to study stuff. But if they say instead, oh, yeah, it's bad, you know, 50 years from now we're going to have the Antarctic ice sheet's going to collapse and New York's going to drown, well, that's the sort of thing which is going to create interest in Congress and in generating in revenue and funding these studies.
Mm-hmm.
So these people have a very strong conflict of interest. If they want to keep the money coming in, if they want to increase their money, if they want their conferences and their prestige and all this, then the answer is yes, we have to create concern. We have to keep the alarm going. The few scientists like Dr. Bill Gray who tell the truth, they get cut off. There's no money for them. They get ostracized by their community. And it's a very powerful way to create consensus, self-interest.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, and it's very dishonest. So, you know, here we go. There we go again.
Yeah, right. And one of the scientists who's in the movie tonight, which is Dr. Judith Curry from Georgia Tech, she used to be an alarmist. She wrote lots of papers about how we were headed for trouble with global warming, and it was based largely in her case was based largely.
I tell you what, we're gonna keep you on. We'll come back. We'll finish up with Stephen Goddard, and then we're gonna do something about the White House.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. Are you tired of the healthcare traffic jam? Well, I am. Today, Americans face high premiums and higher deductibles before the insurance company pays a plug nickel towards their medical bills. Break free of the Obamacare debacle and take control of your healthcare needs. Join the Liberty HealthShare movement. Liberty HealthShare is showing Americans an efficient way to share their healthcare costs. Liberty HealthShare is exempt from the Obamacare Act. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's share healthcare for good. Go to my website at libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. Or call us at 888-622-3511. That's 888-622-3511. And ask to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take control of your healthcare needs today.
Hi. How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charles Butler Show, the Reality Check. We're talking about reality here. Don't forget to go to the movie tonight. I would say I hope to see you there, but I know you won't be there. No, not to the show that I'm going to. Anyway, this show is going to be at 7 o'clock where I'm going, and I'm trying to come up with something here. It's coming up with directions to this show. It's amazing. This thing's going to be at 400 different shows, man. It's incredible. 400 different movie theaters. I'm looking at, here in Michigan, it's going to be at about 10 shows across the country. Climate Hustle is the name of it. Climate Hustle, one-night affair, one-night event. So, you were telling a story, Stephen, before we went to break.
Yeah, I was talking about Judith Curry. So she's in the movie quite a bit. She's probably the featured scientist in it. And she used to be a pretty typical climate alarmist, and it was based on she believed what her colleagues were saying, what she was seeing written in the literature. And when she started looking at it herself, she started finding out that a lot of stuff wasn't exactly as it seemed. And over the last decade, she's gone from a fairly strong climate alarmist to being a pretty strong skeptic. So, skeptic, one of the louder voices in the community. So it's a very interesting story. There's this belief that 97% of the scientists in the world believe that global warming is going to kill us all. You hear that all the time from the White House. Mm-hmm. But when you look closer at the data, you find out that that's really not true. And you look at the motivations, and you look at how consensus is created, it comes up with a totally different story.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the Nobel Prize winner said that Barack was wrong on climate change.
Yeah, there's a very strong political agenda behind
this. Yeah, this guy, Ivor Gelaver or something like that. Gelaver.
Yeah.
Ivor Gelaver. And he said that Barack is wrong on climate change.
Well, it's interesting because when Obama was elected, he made very strong statements about how he was going to remove politics from science. And he's done the exact opposite. He's just very heavily politicized at the point now where he's got the Department of Justice actually investigating people who with dissenting scientific views. So he's done pretty much the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do.
Well, you know what I found alarming was that Loretta Lynch said, wait a minute, we're trying to find out not should we prosecute people, but how could we prosecute people? That, I mean, they've made up their mind that's what they're going to do. How could we?
I think that's a pretty intense violation of the Fourth Amendment, the unreasonable search and seizure. Mm-hmm. They don't have any evidence of a crime. What they're mm-hmm. trying to do is they're just looking around for, they're issuing these subpoenas without any cause. Mm-hmm. And the intent is to intimidate people and to just find a way to silence them, people who are saying things which disagree with the administration policy.
Right.
That's pretty heinous abuse of both First and Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, but that's what we're dealing with here, my friend. Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for being on with me today, though.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Charles. It was great, as always.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Stephen Goddard, folks. Guy who brings you the truth. I told you we do the reality check here with Charles Butler, the reality check. So, speaking of reality, our president had some interesting things to say over the weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I enjoyed his little banter so much. It was classic Obama, and he was like, but he was funny. He was funny. But like I said, I took out some of the applauses. So if you hear a little hitch, it's because I, voided out all of these, all the applause so we could listen to the president. So this is the president talking about being lame duck. I appreciate this. You'll appreciate this. Listen, here we go.
And just so time passes. In just 6 short months,
I will be officially a lame duck. Which means Congress now will flat out reject my authority. And Republican leaders won't take my phone calls. And this is going to take some getting used to. It's a curveball. I don't know what to do with it. Of course, in fact, 4 months now, congressional Republicans have been saying that I cannot do in my final year. His dinner was not one of them.
But on everything. He got a long applause on that. It was funny. I mean, think about it. He's like, hey, I wish these guys had told me I couldn't come to this dinner. I was cracking up.
It's another story. And you know who you are, Republicans. In fact, I think we've got Republican Senators Tim Scott and Cory Gardner. They're in the House, which reminds me, security, bar the doors. Judge Merrick Garland, come on out. We're going to do this right here, right now.
I mean, the president showed a great sense of humor. But the reality is he is lame duck. And he's not going to get his Supreme Court nominee up for vote. And he shouldn't have put him up for vote. He says, hey, you know, I'm lame duck. I can't do it. Not going to happen. But he didn't. So, you know. President Obama was just, like I said, over the top as far as I'm concerned. He also, this one clip, I'm trying to figure out, I didn't label it right, so I don't know what it is, but we're going to listen to it anyway. I know that it is the president, and I just can't figure out what I did with this, I don't know what I did with it. Let's see.
You can't say it, but you know it's true.
Oh, yeah. This is the CP time. CPT, colored people's time. This is what he said when he first stood up. This is when he first walked on stage. Listen to it.
You can't say it, but you know it's true. Good evening, everybody. It is an honor to be here at my last and perhaps the last White House Correspondents' Day. You all look great. The end of the Republic has never looked better. I do apologize. I know I was a little late tonight. I was running on CPT. Which stands for jokes that white people should not make.
I mean, the applause went on and on and on. It was too funny. It was just too funny. And then, of course, the president talked about having steak or fish and how some people, you know, didn't want either, but they had to decide. And they were talking about Trump or Kasich or Cruz. And he was talking to Reince Priebus. It was too funny.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, things are a little more, how shall we say this, a little more loose. Just look at the confusion over the invitations to tonight's dinner. Guests were asked to check whether they wanted steak or fish, but instead, a whole bunch of you wrote in Paul Ryan. That's not an option, people. Steak or fish. You may not like steak or fish, but that's your choice. Meanwhile, some candidates aren't polling high enough to qualify for their own joke tonight.
Yeah, that was, he was talking about Kasich, and he showed Kasich stuff in his face. We played that a little earlier. These are some of the highlights that I thought were highlights of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then, you know, he was talking about being black enough. And, you know, Barack is often accused of not being black enough. Well, the reality is he's not. He was raised by white people, and he
Congress.
Has that in.
Even some foreign leaders, they've been looking ahead anticipating my departure. Last week, Prince George showed up to our meeting in his bathrobe. That was a slap in the face. A clear breach of protocol. Although while in England, I did have lunch with Her Majesty the Queen, took in a performance of Shakespeare, hit the links with David Cameron. Just in case anybody is still debating whether I'm black enough, I think that settles the debate.
You know, the problem with that is, you know, like black people can't do those things. Like black people don't do those things. And Barack Obama certainly identifies as being black. And he is. And that goes back. People always say, well, he's half white. Well, no. He's black. When a cop stops him or stops Tiger Woods, they see a black person. When you go to court, they see a black person. Ask Tiger, ask OJ, ask some of these other guys who thought they could forget that they were black Americans. Doesn't work. Now, this was really funny. This was the president on Trump. This was truly hilarious. Check this out. Just for grins. Here we go. Here we go. Come on.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps.
When we come back, we're going to let the president thank the press corps, and then we're going to do a little Donald Trump. Okay? So stay tuned, folks.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and effective manner. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. Go to my website, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, or dial 888-622-3511, 888-622-3511 to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take care of your healthcare needs for your family and you today.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
All right, welcome back to the Reality Check with Charles Butler. So President Obama is talking about the GOPs, talking about Donald Trump. He says, you know, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to end tonight, and I'd like to thank blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is too funny the way you did this. Listen.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps. I want to thank Carol for all that you do. You know, the free press is central to our democracy, and... Nah, I'm just kidding. You know I've got to talk about Trump. Come on. We weren't just going to stop there. Come on. Although I am a little hurt that he's not here tonight. We had so much fun the last time. And it is surprising. You got a room full of reporters, celebrities, cameras, and he says no. Is this dinner too tacky for the Donald? What could he possibly be doing instead? Is he at home eating a Trump steak? Tweeting out insults to Angela Merkel? What's he doing? The Republican establishment is incredulous that he's their most likely nominee. Incredulous. Shocking. They say Donald lacks the foreign policy experience to be president. But in fairness, he has spent years meeting with leaders from around the world. Miss Sweden, Miss Argentina, Miss Azerbaijan. And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo, because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground. All right, that's probably enough. I mean, I've got more material. No. I don't want to spend too much time on the Donalds. Following your lead, I want to show some restraint. Because I think we can all agree that from the start, he's gotten the appropriate amount of coverage befitting the seriousness of his candidacy. I hope you all are proud of yourselves. The guy wanted to give his hotel business a boost, and now we're praying that Cleveland makes it through July.
I just couldn't resist. I couldn't resist playing those. I hope you enjoyed those clips this morning from the White House Correspondents Association. Next year, I will be going to this dinner. I should have gone this year. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I do have a lot of things on my mind. But and I'm not going to go into those. But, you know, it's been really interesting that Judge Jeanine, who's my girl, you know, I generally play a little clip of Judge Jeanine on Monday morning. And Judge Jeanine said, hey, what's wrong with putting Americans first? Let's listen to Judge for a minute.
Someone wants to take care of you and me. Someone who thinks it's important to put our priorities in order. Now, everyone wants to moan and complain about Donald Trump when he says he wants to make America first. They say it's racist, it's not fair, it's unashamedly about U.S. doing less, and it's just wrong. Take a look at these headlines the day after his speech. What's wrong with America First? To me, America First is a breath of fresh air and exactly what this country needs.
And I agree wholeheartedly. We should put America first. We should put Americans first. I had a brother who couldn't get health care, worked at University of Michigan for over 30 years, got sick, really couldn't figure out the medical system, wouldn't let anybody know, and he died. This man died. He was a caring human being, cared for other people, much more than I care about people. He's a very kind man. And these illegals come here, can't even speak English, and they get free everything. You know, my brother got pushed down the line. I find out after he did for a liver transplant. I mean, Mexicans are at the front. Hey, I am angry. I don't know about you, but I am angry. Go home. Africans, go home. Europeans, go home. Asians, go home. I am tired of these people coming to our country, and they look down on us. They look down on Americans and specifically black Americans. I'm tired of it. And you should be, too. Hey, tomorrow, Tumultuous Tuesday, tune in. We're going to rock and roll the Reality Check with Charles Butler. So tell your friends and family, tune in, www.gcnlive.com, and call your local stations and ask them to pick up the show. Take care.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.